turbolift arrived, he realized he'd have more luck going to the laundry on E-Deck. He could also try to sneak something to eat from the nearby food prep areas in the galley kitchens, and his sweaty, shoddy appearance was less likely to draw attention among crew who spent their days working around steam-belching laundry machines, smoking ovens, and splattering pots and cauldrons. Hitting the button, he took several deep breaths to get into character, mentally throwing together a number of potential excuses and explanations in case anyone caught him helping himself to a uniform or stealing some extra food. Stepping off the lift, he saw he didn't have to worry. E-Deck was a hub of frenetic activity. The men and women assigned to the military's essential but often forgotten service roles, rushing back and forth with the energy and focus of a highly trained special ops team. Too absorbed in their own tasks to worry about a junior officer wandering through, none of them paid Theron any attention. In his earpiece, he heard another update from the security team. By Theron's estimate, they were halfway done with their sweep through F-Deck. Making his way into the laundry, Theron snagged a pair of pants and a top that looked as if they would fit and tucked them under his arm. Careful not to act suspicious, he made his way over to a hidden corner by one of the washing machines, ducked behind it, and stripped off his grimy clothes. Once he had the new uniform on, he was pleasantly surprised to see he had been promoted to captain. Given the harsh penalties for insubordination in the Empire, it was unlikely anyone below his rank would want to draw attention to themselves by confronting him. "If I could find a Grand Moff's outfit, I might just be able to walk into the bridge and take command," Theron thought. Though it was only a joke, the thought gave Theron pause. If he could somehow get his hands on some explosives, say from the armory, he could plant them in the engine room and wreak significant damage. As quickly as the idea came to mind, however, he dismissed it. Security around the armory would be much tighter than what he faced here, and even an officer requisitioning several kilograms of explosives was bound to raise questions he couldn't answer. Sticking with his original plan, he made his way into the kitchens, dumping his soiled uniform into a hamper half full of dirty laundry. As he'd hoped, the enlisted men and women did their best to avoid making eye contact with him as he marched past. His chest puffed out with what he hoped was the appropriate level of imperial arrogance and privilege. In the kitchen, he resisted the urge to go after the hot food being prepared for the crew's next meal, despite his grumbling stomach. Instead, he made his way into the storage lockers in the back and grabbed a pair of ration packs. A young man in cook's garb gave him a curious look, but when Theron narrowed his eyes at the soldier, his gaze snapped down to the floor. Without saying anything, Theron marched out with his prize and back into the hall. Another update in his ear informed him the security team had completed the sweep of F-Deck and was moving on. Theron made his way back out into the hall and headed down the length of the ship toward the turbolift at the stern. As he reached it, he heard another update from the security team.
"Engine room is clear. Moving on."
He called the turbolift, stepped inside, and thumbed the button for G-Deck to complete his circuitous route and return him to where he started. The corridor was empty as he stepped off the lift. The security patrol had already moved on to the other side of the ship. The wheel on the access hatch turned easier this time, loosened up by its recent use. Back inside the engine room, he stripped off the captain's uniform, carefully folding it and setting it in the metal walkway just inside the hatch, along with his bent pistol, his slicer spike, and one of the ration packs he'd stolen. He took a few minutes to consume the contents of the second ration pack. By the time he was done eating, he was already covered in sweat. He'd hoped the heat would be more bearable wearing only his underwear and boots. It wasn't, but at least his new uniform wouldn't end up covered in dirt and sweat stains. Retrieving his slicer spike, he returned to the arduous task of learning everything he possibly could about the Ascendant Spear.